You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today my very special guest is Dr. Victor San, and he is a certified hypnotherapist practitioner, and he's also the owner of Viva Healthy Life, and we're going to learn all about it right now. Dr. San, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right, Dr. San, Viva Healthy Life, what are you guys doing down there?
We are a holistic medical center.
Okay.
We're trying to house all different holistic approaches under one roof, like acupuncture, hypnotherapy, homeopathy, medical herbology, everything under one roof.
So this is for those seeking alternatives to, let's just say, getting prescribed some drug.
Exactly.
Now, what kind of services are your most popular, and what do you find people coming in the most for?
Well, we have people with practically all kinds of diseases.
Right.
Even including oncology. However, for oncology, we only do a complementary treatment, like secondary treatment. When people have chemotherapy and they don't feel good, we help them to survive it better. But we don't do treatment of cancer. For all other diseases, we are professional enough to help people to treat and in many cases to cure.
Now, with the hypnosis, what kind of stuff are you trying to help people get rid of? I mean, are you trying to get people to stop smoking, lose weight?
Not only. This is the simplest part.
Right.
we have a lot of people with anxiety.
Right.
With depression.
Of course.
With different kind of fears and phobias. We have people who need anger management. And also we treat alcohol addiction, gambling addiction.
Now with the addictions, what kind of services would they be geared towards in your clinic?
For addiction?
Yeah.
Let me point on one of them.
Sure.
Most popular. For alcohol addiction, mm-hmm. we have service that called antabuse-based Espiral implant.
Wow.
There are only two medical offices in the United States that provide the services, one on the West Coast and one here on the East Coast, and that's me. What is this? It is a microchip implant that we embed into the patient muscle, and this implant, in case if patient drink alcohol, drops one microcrystal of disulfiram, also known as antabuse, and make patients feel very bad. But very bad means very bad.
So yeah. In essence, is it kind of like, I don't want to use it, kind of like shock therapy in a sense that they have this in so that when they do go off the wagon and do have a drink, it's the worst feeling ever.
Yeah, you know what? It's a well-known method of treatment for alcohol addiction and abuse. It's a pills.
Right.
Patient takes them in the morning. He cannot drink all day long.
Right.
If he drinks, he feels bad. The problem is that, first of all, this antabuse is very bad for liver. It kills patient's liver.
Wow.
If patient take it regularly. And second, if he decides that he wants to drink today, he will not take a pill in the morning.
Right.
With our implant, he doesn't have any choice.
Right.
Of course, it's done per his request.
Of course.
And he willingly sign in and everything. But it's already inside, and he can't do anything.
And I mean,
otherwise, he pay price.
Are these patients who just know that they don't have the willpower themselves to stop drinking?
Yes, and
right.
They want to stop drinking.
Right, but they just don't know how.
Yeah,
right.
They need help, so
yeah.
That's what we do.
Now, Dr. San, could you just explain to my audience just a little bit about the work you do with energy?
Well, I'm also a Reiki master,
mm-hmm.
and As a Reiki master, I do Reiki procedure, which first of all is moving energy around the body based on Eastern philosophy, Oriental philosophy. We have two kinds of energy in the body, yin and yang, which is negative and positive. And these two kinds of energy are supposed to be in balance, in harmony. And when they go out of the balance, that's what the disease happens.
Right.
And by using Reiki, by using acupuncture, I move energy from one spot of the body to another to harmonize it, to put them in balance.
Right. Now, Dr. Son, I have to ask, what was the light bulb? What made you want to get involved in doing this type of holistic approach to medicine?
Okay. I graduated medical school as gynecologist.
Right.
And it was 4 years ago. And I ran a fertility clinic. And I remember that woman who came to me for her follow-up appointment, and I didn't have any choice but to tell her that, you know what, unfortunately, I cannot help you. And again, it was 4 years ago. We didn't have IUI.
Right.
We didn't have all these supplemental treatments. And she cried. She left my office. And about 1 year later, I met her on the street, heavy pregnant, with a big belly. And I asked her, what happened to you? She said, I got acupuncture. And that's what changed my life forever. And
wow.
I switched to, yeah.
Wow, Dr. San, that's incredible. Now, unfortunately, we do have to end the show in just about a minute. But for those listening, Viva Healthy Life, where can they find you guys online? Do you have a website or a Facebook page? Anything like that?
VivaHealthyLife.com. And, of course, Facebook page, Viva Healthy Life, the Center for Holistic Medicine.
Oh, beautiful. Dr. Victor San, everybody, thank you so much for coming on and giving us just a little glimpse into your professional world. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.